Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Wolf Sports Show. This is David Chapin. We're at week 6 of the NFL season. First set of games for October were last week. A lot to get to. So let's jump right in, starting with the Jets making a pretty surprising move, firing head coach Robert Saleh ahead of their Monday night matchup with the Bills. 2-3, the London game did not go well, not a good start. Nearly came back, couldn't pull off the complete comeback against the Vikings. Saleh's done. There's a lot of talk that Aaron Rodgers had a lot to do with it. Rodgers denied that strongly on the Pat McAfee show, and it does certainly sound like and seem that team owner Woody Johnson was the one that drove this. Remember, he was out of the country when the Jets hired Saleh as a U.S. ambassador to the United Kingdom, was hands-off with the Jets during that time. I think he understandably sort of had enough of the team not playing well, seeming off, and hoping that a spark can somehow get them going and make them look more like Super Bowl contenders, because that was the expectation heading into the season, and they certainly have not looked like that to this point. It's interesting that general manager Joe Douglas still there, not a total house cleaning. Douglas preceded Saleh. He's 29-59 as the general manager of the franchise, perhaps in middle of negotiations for Davante Adams. That seems to have slowed down on all fronts, the potential Adams trade. Vegas now saying, like, when he's healthy, he's going to be playing for them. Teams have reportedly not been interested in the asking price from the Raiders, about a second-round pick, apparently. And then Adams also has a big contract for the team to take on. So it seems to be a disconnect there. We'll see if something happens. Doesn't look like it will be this week. And yeah, Jeff Ulbrich is taking over as the head coach, interim head coach for the Jets. New play caller, Nathaniel Hackett, great friend of Aaron Rodgers, he's still the OC, but not calling the plays, demoted in that regard. Todd Downing, former coordinator for the Titans, is going to handle the play calling, and maybe both moves give him a spark. I'd like to see them play tougher run defense and run the ball more on the offensive side of the ball, Breece Hall, Braylon Allen. So yeah, big story, and we'll see how that shakes out in New York. Let's jump right in with the week 6 schedule. Thursday night football, another great divisional matchup after memorable game last week between the Bucs and the Falcons. This time Niners, Seahawks in Seattle, both coming off losses, disappointing losses. Niners gave up a lead to the Cardinals, while the Seahawks surprisingly handled by the Giants at home. Both teams banged up, but still plenty of pieces there, exciting pieces on both sides at the skill positions on offense especially. Cornerback Reek Woolen out for Seattle. We'll see if the Niners can take advantage of that with Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Juwan Jennings, George Kittle over the middle. Both teams might want to try to establish the run. Seattle definitely does that. After Kenneth Walker had 5 carries in the loss to the Giants, he's going to get more work this week. And if a team can control the line of scrimmage, that might be the team that wins tonight. We have a second straight London game this week. Actually, let me go back so we hit on the teams on a bye. The Vikings, the team that beat the Jets last week, started really fast. I think that's a great sign for the job Kevin O'Connell's done. And Brian Flores is the defensive coordinator. I'll mention him again. But they got the players to play in a totally different time zone continent. Held on for the win. We'll have to keep an eye on Aaron Jones's hip injury. He's looking week to week. But Minnesota now 5-0 heading into their bye. Chiefs also 5-0. Score was just 26-13 on Monday night to win over the Saints at home at Arrowhead. They look much better than that. Outgained them by like over 200 yards. Just couldn't finish drives with touchdowns. But some encouraging signs. The first game without Rashee Rice, who's going to be out for the season. Perhaps a very deep playoff appearance, but does not have a torn ACL. Has an LCL injury. And out a few months again, if anything, very deep in the playoffs, but out for the regular season for sure, according to reports. But Juju Smith-Schuster stepped up, had his best game in a few years. And again, I said it last week, with Andy Reid as their coach, he's always been able to piece it together. They don't have to trade for a receiver, despite the possibility they could do so. The Rams are on a bye at 1-4 entering their bye, so disappointing there. A ton of injuries. Tight loss to the Packers last week. They put up yardage, just couldn't put up enough points. Defense played tough. Feels like they don't have quite enough juice right now. We'll see if they can get healthier after the bye. Cooper Kupp might be back. And then finally, Dolphins on the bye, 2-3. gritty win against New England last week. It was at Foxborough. That's a good sign, although definite frustration still, especially from Tyreek Hill, has been visibly frustrated, upset. So they have to get that figured out still. And the return of Tua Tagovailoa appears right around the corner. And everything's built around him, so that'll be a massive boost if that can happen in a couple of games. To resume the week 6 schedule, again, the second London game, second straight week, Jaguars-Bears. Jacksonville staying over for back-to-back games in London. They're the road team for this one, though. Coming off their first win of the season, a shootout against the Colts, Trevor Lawrence definitely responded to Doug Peterson challenging him to be better and more accurate, especially down the field. Brian Thomas Jr., rookie receiver, 85-yard touchdown. Tank Bigsby, second-year running back, had a 65-yard touchdown. Ran really well with Travis Etienne banged up a bit. And with Jacksonville getting a win just the fourth time since 1970, that through 5 weeks there are no winless teams. And that speaks to the parity around the league right now. The Bears, that was the best Caleb Williams looked. The number one pick all season last week against the Panthers. DJ Moore scored twice against his former team. Williams looked very comfortable in the pocket making throws. He has the ability to scramble about as well as anyone, to move around behind the line and then find somebody or just pick up a few yards. Sort of like Mahomes does a lot to frustrate defenses, but Williams even faster and more athletic in terms of speed and agility. So good start there. They're 3-2 heading into this matchup. To the 1 o'clock games on Sunday, Bucks Saints, New Orleans without Derek Carr, at least a game and likely 2 games, maybe more, but almost certainly out the next 2, given that the week 7 game for the Saints is Thursday night, so a short turnaround. Unlikely he's good for that, dealing with an oblique injury from late in the Monday night loss. Spencer Rattler, making his first career start, rookie quarterback, has skill, but it's a tough task facing a Todd Bowles defense, despite massive struggles there for them against the Falcons last week. But Bowles has had success against rookie quarterbacks, not against Bo Nix and the Broncos a couple of weeks ago. Historically, Bowles has had the number of rookies. It would help if Taysom Hill was good, but I don't think he's going to be ready to go with his rib issue, because without Carr in the lineup, you can use Hill even more. But yeah, for the Bucks, Bowles definitely not happy with how the defense played last week. I expect that to be remedied against the rookie quarterback. Secondary banged up, but Antoine Winfield Jr., star safety, all-pro safety, he was able to practice yesterday, so we'll see if he can give it a go after missing the past few games. That would obviously be a massive boost for a divisional matchup. Commanders-Ravens, very exciting for a few reasons. You got Jayden Daniels and Lamar Jackson. Jackson totally took over last week in the overtime win against the Bengals, erased 2 10-point deficits in the fourth quarter, threw 4 touchdowns, well over 300 yards. Derrick Henry getting early MVP buzz in his first season with the Ravens. Defense, too inconsistent, too many big plays given up, but they, when they're on, they're very good with Roquan Smith and company leading the way. And interested to see how they play Jayden Daniels with the way Cliff Kingsbury has that offense cooking so far in Daniels' first NFL season. Despite the inconsistency of the Ravens' defense, biggest challenge since at least week 1 when the Commanders faced a healthier Bucks defense and had some struggles, especially early. Cardinals, Packers, 2 hopeful NFC playoff teams. Arizona, massive win against the Niners last week that I mentioned earlier. They were down, came back. So that's a good sign, because sometimes Kyler Murray can get down when his team's losing. But he had the long touchdown run. He's so explosive and a very good bounce back for them after Washington surprisingly blew him out the week before. The Packers first win of the season with Jordan Love as the starter. They had won the 2 games with Malik Willis at quarterback. Love had a bad pick 6 last week from his own end zone. Probably should have just taken a safety, but threw the ball as he was going down, threw it in play, and was an easy pick 6 for the Rams. We had the Romeo Doubs situation monitor. Looks like he's going to be back after he was suspended for conduct detrimental to the team last week. Apparently not happy with his role. We'll have to track that situation. Should be a tight game again. 2 playoff hopefuls in the NFC. Colts-Titans divisional matchup. Indy, I really liked watching Joe Flacco, how much fun he was having. Had a big run late in the shootout loss to the Jaguars. He's throwing the ball around. Josh Downs, second receiver, stepping up, especially now with Michael Pittman Jr. set to miss time with a back issue. He's looking week to week. Potentially will land on IR. Alec Pierce has made some huge plays down the field And it would be big if they could get Anthony Richardson and Jonathan Taylor back this week after they missed last week due to their injuries. And we'll see if the defense can get healthier too. For the Titans coming off the bye, the big thing for them right now is who plays quarterback. Will Levis says he's doing everything he can to play after a shoulder injury in week 4 Monday night win. I don't think the Titans would mind if Mason Rudolph has to play, and they probably won't use Levis unless he's absolutely 100%. So that's a situation to track. Texans, Patriots, number 3 overall pick, Drake May making his first NFL start. He saw action against the Jets on Thursday night a few weeks ago. It was a tough spot for him late in the game. I just hope the Patriots aren't doing it, seeing the success the teams have had with the rookie starters so far, Daniels in Washington, Williams in Chicago, and Bo Nix in Denver, all winning records. And there's a lot of work to be done there in New England. So not like inserting May in there seems doubtful to just suddenly spark the team and get them to win games, though we'll see. He has playmaking ability as a runner with his legs too, more explosive than Jacoby Brissett. And they brought him along slow. They feel he's ready to play now, so we'll see how he does. Challenging first draw though. It's at home, at least at Gillette Stadium. However, facing a Texans defense that gave the Bills a ton of trouble last week, had Josh Allen running for his life. Somewhat surprising. We'll get to that maybe when we speak about the Bills. But the Texans, the win came at a cost. Nico Collins out with at least 4 weeks with a hamstring injury, lands him on IR. NFL's leading receiver right now. Fortunately, they're extremely deep at receiver with, of course, Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, but also depth veteran Robert Woods. And we'll see if former second-round pick John Metchie can see extensive action in that offense. Final 1 o'clock game on Sunday, Browns-Eagles. Philadelphia coming off the bye. They released veteran linebacker Devin White. Didn't play a snap for the team. Was a high-upside signing during the summer. Just didn't work out, especially when Nakobe Dean and Zach Bond were the starting linebackers. White was out week 1, and I think Dean just played too well to get him out of the lineup much. And they should get A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Lane Johnson all back this week after they were out against the Bucs. That's a massive boost to the offense as they look to take on a talented Browns defense. On the Browns side, they need that defense to step up in a big way with the way the offense is going. Deshaun Watson, again, not playing well. It's the same story every week there. That said, the Eagles pass rush, one of the most disappointing groups in the NFL this season so far. Maybe they'll find life against the Browns, but on the Browns side, they'll look to finally get something going offensively, though in a tough environment at Philly. To the late afternoon games on Sunday, Chargers-Broncos, LA coming off their bye. Should be healthier, that's the big thing for them. Justin Herbert had a week off. He's been injured since the summer. Keeps re-aggravating it. His foot and ankle issues and everything. So hopefully he's closer to 100% as they resume action. Denver has won 3 straight games, ended the 8-game losing streak to the Raiders. So they got a really good thing going right now. Bo Nix getting more comfortable by the week as well. Just like Williams in Chicago, they're playing better around him now. This one should come down to the line of scrimmage. Both teams want to control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. Both well coached. Should be an exciting one. And good matchups over the years coming up, I think, between these two squads in a competitive AFC West. Steelers, Raiders, Pittsburgh. Tough Sunday night loss. Sunday morning loss, really, with how the game was delayed and until well past midnight. But tight loss to the Cowboys. They're now 3-2 after the 3-0 start. One of the big stories there is George Pickens. His lack of snaps. Some saw a lack of effort from him. Super talented guy. I think they'll get him more involved this week and seem part of the plan. They wanted a gritty type of game against the Cowboys instead of getting into a shootout. So maybe that was part of the playing time for Pickens. And another big story there, the quarterback situation. The word is Russell Wilson now basically 100%, practiced fully yesterday. The talk on the Sunday Night Football broadcast is that he's ready to go basically. And I think he can definitely give them more as a passer. Maybe open things up for Pickens and company. But they might stick with Justin Fields, see how he fares in a matchup they're favored against the Raiders on the road. Maybe can unlock more with his legs. On the Vegas side, their quarterback situation in flux for worse reasons. The play of Gardner Minshew, the veteran starter, hasn't been adequate. He's been benched during games twice this season, and now they're going with Aiden O'Connell at quarterback. I think he might be a little more steady for them, despite being a second-year player. And now the Raiders dealing with Christian Wilkins, their high-priced free agent signing at defensive tackle. He's out indefinitely due to a Jones fracture in his foot. That's a huge blow to a defense, given the pairing of Wilkins and Max Crosby was critical for their success in 2024. Falcons-Panthers, divisional matchup. Atlanta had a much-needed mini-bye after the high-energy Thursday night win against the Bucs. Kirk Cousins, career-high 509 yards, four touchdowns, the game-winner to Kadarius Hodge in overtime. Drake London got going. Darnell Mooney looks like a great free agent signing. Despite some drops in the game, he's made big plays all year. And Cousins is tough to stop with how experienced he is. Sort of reminds me of Peyton Manning with the Broncos. Limited physically compared to what he once was. But virtually every snap just knows exactly where to go with the ball. And that can be tough for defenses to stop. Carolina, they started fast last week, got an early touchdown. And then from there, couldn't do much offensively. Defense couldn't contain the Bears. Bryce Young got some action late in the game, so that was good to see. And yeah, I think eventually, relatively soon, I think we'll see Young again to see if they can get more experience and maybe they figure something out, but just not a great spot roster-wise there. The finally afternoon game, Lions-Cowboys. We didn't see this rematch in the playoffs, but a controversial end late last December with the Cowboys beating the Lions with the eligible receiver situation where many felt the Lions were robbed. Cowboys got a clutch win last week. Dak Prescott led the game-winning drive against a tough Steelers defense, hit Jalen Tolbert for the game winner. They've had a nice connection that's going to open things up for CeeDee Lamb on the other side. Rico Dowdle got going in the run game, and the defense was encouraged by how they played. Without Micah Parsons, they might get De'Ron Bland back at corner, star corner, and I've been anxious to see how he and Trevon Diggs will look together in the secondary. Lions had the bye last week. They were red hot on offense in their final game before the bye. Maybe Seattle isn't as good as we thought they might be defensively in that game, but still encouraging and plenty of talent there to give the Cowboys a much faster look than what they saw in terms of the speed the Steelers threw at them last week. And then Sunday night, Bengals-Giants. Got to watch the status of Malik Nabers. Rogier Seaver still in the concussion protocol. It's been 2 weeks now since the concussion. Hopefully he's feeling okay. But the Giants got it done without him last week at Seattle. Daniel Jones seems to be playing with a chip on his shoulder. Rookie running back Tyrone Tracy had over 100 yards rushing in his first career start with Devin Singletary out. The rookie out of Purdue, an all-around back, runs hard, inexperienced at the position. Switched over to running back from receiver during his college career. Has a great natural feel for the position, though, and could be a real weapon for New York moving forward. For the Bengals, their offense, not an issue right now. Put up 38 points in the loss to the Ravens last week, getting contributions from all their weapons. Joe Burrow feels he's playing the best football of his career. Defense, really struggling. Defensive back Dax Hill now out for the year. It's hard to pinpoint what's gone wrong with the defense to be struggling so much right now. They've been a strong unit for a few years, and this one has shootout potential to me on Sunday night. And then finally, Monday Night Football, Bills-Jets. Already talked about the Jets a bunch in the open, and now it's just about seeing how they play under the coaching changes. For Buffalo, they're under fire too a bit with the way they called three straight passes at the end of regulation last week. Could have maybe played for overtime. Bigger concern, though, the offensive line past two games, Josh Allen's had to run around too much, was running for his life a bit last week, and not what you expect from what profiles as what should be one of the better offensive lines in the league. And failing to protect paired with nobody really creating quick separation at receiver makes it very tough on Allen. They have to stick with James Cook, I think. Again, we'll see how the Jets are against the run now. Maybe they'll improve there. But sticking with the run, working play action off that to Dalton Kincaid could be a recipe for success there in Buffalo. So that'll do it for this week's episode of the Wolf Sports Show. Be sure to check out wolfsports.com for plenty of content leading up to the weekend and throughout the week. Looks like a good schedule. two divisional matchups on Thursday night and Monday night, sandwiching the week, another London game. Should be entertaining, so enjoy all these games. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week.